Hello, Anita.
Hello.
How are you today?
Hello.
Can
good.
You hear me?
I have yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
My question is, what causes dry mouth? Is it dehydration or what is it?
Great question. There's several things that might be causing it. One thing that happens when your blood sugar drops or even gets too high, you've heard of polydipsia as something that occurs in diabetes. So when your blood sugar is running really, really high, you often have a craving for water. It's like an unquenchable thirst. So another cause can be from adrenal overload. So when your sympathetic nervous system is on high alert, you know, when you're in the fight or flight mechanism, then your parasympathetic system just goes, you know, asleep for a short while. So your saliva goes down, your gastric juices go down. You don't feel like having a bowel movement at that point. You just want to, you know, deal with the stress. So it could be a stress reaction. And there's also another cause called, it can be due to different autoimmune processes. So if the dry mouth is something that just won't go away and keeps coming back, assuming that your saliva glands are normal functioning, then, you know, that could be checked. But I would tend to check all those things to see what might be causing that.
Oh, okay. But you don't. It's not. You're dehydrated then.
Yes, that could be just not enough water, and you know I usually recommend about half your weight in ounces per day. So if you're 140 pounds, you should be drinking about 70 ounces per day.
Okay, I'll start with that because I don't think I have a blood sugar problem, and the adrenals like it always beef up on my B vitamins, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, Anita. Thanks for your call.